Begin the current daf. Masechta Shabbos daf Ein Aleph. Begin on the base. Begin with Tez the Masla. To begin the words of the Gemara. Machlal. The inference is that the Reisha. So now, based on your new interpretation, must be that the Reisha is Tuma Min Echad. Not only one type, because you're saying even the Sefer is one type, but Tamcha Echad Mechula must be Tuma even one type of a dish. Which Tez wonders why didn't the Gemara ask the same line of questioning in the first part of the Gemara? That is, the Gemara is asking, now that you're telling me that the Sefer is Tumah really one type, it's just two different dishes, so the Reisha that's saying Minachat Chayim is obviously one type and one dish. Oh, so wait a second, that's for sure going to be Chayim. So what's the Chiddush? So Taisus wonders, he says, now Lael, previously when the Gemara had thought it's going on the Reisha, which is saying that if you eat a Chatzizayis, you eat another Chatzizayis, from one type you're going to be Chayim, and we had explained, which was this part of the Gemara's question, like two dishes, says Taisus, the Gemara didn't have to ask. That says, wait a second, if the Reish is one type of two dishes, so Machal, the inference is the Sefer that says when it's two dishes, going to be Potter, obviously it's Mishnei Min and Mishnei Tabchuin, two types and two dishes. So Zrichel Neymar, they have to say, of course it's going to be Potter. So says Taisus, no, because Shalechosh Laharach, the Gemara is not concerned to be lengthy and go through a whole discussion, because ultimately the Maskans of the Gemara is not like that. It's explaining that it's not going to Reisha rather than the Sefer. Therefore, it doesn't ask it over there, although technically could have it, wait till the Sefer, which is the Gemara's conclusion, and then asks it a derivative on then what's halacha with the Reisha. Kshemik says the Master, begins the words of the Gemara, Manda Amar Asham Vaday Loibay Yedi B'tchila. The Gemara here is discussing regarding, according to the opinion that holds, that a definitive Asham does not require an awareness before him, which says it disagrees with Rashi in explaining who is this Manda Amar, and then asks the question both on Reb Tarfon and on Reb Akiva. That is, the Gemara brought that it is halacha that applies specifically to the mandama that holds that you don't need to have yedi b'tchila. That was the teaching of Ula. So that says, Taisus Pish, according to Rashi explains, because there's some background over here. Deka plug Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tarfon, Beparagadam Shechit, Bekris, Machlik, Rebbe Kiva, and Rebbe Tarfon. Increases the Avchav, Bezim and Aleph, regarding the liability by someone that he has a Safik Me'ila. We had a piece of in front of him, where, and he's not sure if it's Kodesh or Chayil. Meaning, one was Kodesh, one was Chayil. And each one of them is not sure which one. According to Rebbe Kiva, you bring Ashim Tali. And then when you find out later, you bring Ashim Vaday. According to Rebbe Tarfon, no, you stipulate. You could bring it and say if it's the Ashim Tali, fine. And if it turns out Ashim Vaday, it'll be the Ashim Vaday. Ah, so you see, the Rebbe Tarfon is the one, says Rashi, that does not require a Dibet Chila. That's the Tzitz of Alessa. That's not the case. Because that's not Hassam, because the Mishnah over there teaches that the Dafka b'me'ilam urubu kam Rebbe Kiva shemei b'shtash shalmais. It's specifically when the liability of the me'ila was worth a lot. So Rebbe Kiva says they're being two ashamis, meaning in the beginning, only bring an asham tali, and only when you find out later that you for sure did, then you bring the asham badai. Why? Shem the tayvlei sheyav b'shtash shalmais, because it's better for the person when he has this doubt. He's not sure that he committed a misappropriation of hundreds and thousands of dollars. Obviously, it's better for him to bring two ashamis, because then mishiyavi asham echad, then to bring one asham, where then if he's bringing asham vada, he's going to have to bring the principal and the fifth, and that's much worse. He's going to have to pay millions of dollars or whatever it is. But yes, then, therefore, he should stipulate shimli yivadaloi tehei milas in the dava, that he's not sure that let his mila be in the dava, because no, in that case, the me'ilah is much more worth than the carbon itself. That's where Rebbe Kiva says, okay, you know, don't bring one me'ilah, and maybe it's going to be the vaday, but then you have to bring the karen b'chemish. No, since it's a huge amount of money, bring it as asham tali, because you don't know for sure that you committed me'ilah. The me'ilah mu'atas, but says Taisus, but by a small amount of misappropriation, where the principal and the fifth is worth less than the value of a ram for the asham. He agrees to the principal, you bring one asham with the principal and the fifth, and you make a stipulation. Because better than if he give a small amount of misappropriation out of the doubt, is then to go ahead and buy another carbon asham, which is going to be more anyways than how much you misappropriated. And actually, the Gemara actually even says a little bit. From both of Mekiva and Reb Tarfon, it's learned out that asham badi loibah yedi b'tchila does not require, but it's not like Rashi was saying that the one that requires, that does not require yedi b'tchila, is only Reb Tarfon says Tais, no, it's even according to Reb Akiva. Now says Tais, Reb Tarfon, if you can say, so wait a second. Reb Tarfon the comma, then Reb Tarfon that says over there, mal is then maybe shtei ashamis, his wording over there increases his, why should a person bring two ashamis? Let him bring one and stipulate. But says Taisus, mashma, that wording sounds like, as one would think according to what Rashi says it, the Eitz HaTevek mashma, that is giving you a good idea. Why spend on two? Bring one and just stipulate. problem is based on what Tais just said now, Adra, but to the contrary, Kivan Me'ilah Meruba Pligi, since we just explained there, Homachlekes, if you're bringing two or one, is only when there's a large amount of a misappropriation. So that's where Rabbi Kiva says, what do I mean? Better bring Ashim Tali. If you have to buy another carbon, fine. That's, well, how much is another animal versus paying hundreds and thousands of dollars of a possible misappropriation? So then to the contrary, so it's better off like Rabbi Kiva said, yeah, spend two Ashamas, bring an Ashim Tali. You have to bring an Ashim Vade. It's better than Mashiach Ashim Echad, Milos, if you have to get the precious. Better than bringing the one Ashim, which on one side is going to be the definitive one, which then you're going to have to go ahead and bring the Karim B'chemesh, which is much more money. So why is he using these words? It sounds like as if he's giving a good idea. It's not true. It's actually being more stringent on the person. Says Tais, Yeshlem, what you could say is, you're right, Reb Tavron Lava, it's a Tevukama. He's not giving a counsel, like a good advice for a person. Ela Olam, rather when he's saying, when Reb Tavron is saying, Malas and maybe Ashtei Hashamais, it's not saying, don't, you know, save money. No, what he means to say is, it's just not going to work. What he means to say is you're not going to fulfill your obligation by bringing two Hashamis, by bringing Asham Tali and then the Asham Badli. The only way it's going to work is if you bring your Asham with the misappropriation and you stipulate. Because here the Asham Tali is not going to work like by other doubts of the Chiyav Chatzis. Because since you're in doubt, maybe you owe money to Hekdish, maybe you misappropriated. So if you are obligated to pay it up, and therefore, out of the doubt that you have to anyways pay the Karim B'chemesh, whether Me'ilah Meruba or Me'ilah Mo'etes, go ahead and just bring one carbon instead of bringing two carbons. But yeah, it's not an Eitz HaTeva, it's just saying what the bottom line is. But then Tais asks a different question on your B'kiva. Then Tema, then if you're going to say, okay, Le B'kiva, my maybe Shtei Hashamas B'Meruba, why does he say you bring two Hashamas when it's a large misappropriation? Because, hey, you know, better if you have to spend another animal, fine, how much money is that? But all that misappropriation, embezzlement that they're going to say you're liable for, you don't know for sure if you're obligated. But Ute, he says, Ashim Milo, yeah, by a small misappropriation, or what, $10 by mistake you took from Hekdesh. So then, you know, go ahead and bring one Ashim and the $10 instead of spending on an animal that costs maybe $100. Says Taisus, Yavi Loilam Ashim Echabiyasna. The person should always bring one Ashim and stipulate without bringing the Karen and the Chaimish. Ukshiyavada Az Yavi Milase, when he finds out, then he'll bring the Me'ilah. Why are you saying that out of doubt by the Me'ilah Meruba? He has to bring the Karim B'chemesh, let him just stipulate that no, if it's not, let it be a Nedava, not an Ashim Vadai. So why can't he, why does he ever have to pay, even by Me'ilah Meruba, why would you ever have to go ahead and pay the Karim B'chemesh by Mu'itas or by Meruba? So it says, what you could say is, no, Mishim the Amar, ha maybe Ashamai, because the Halacha is birthday in the Brisa, if someone brings his Asham, actually, having been lost until he doesn't pay up his misappropriation, well, he doesn't have full obligation. If he cannot bring an Asham and stipulation, without if it's the Asham Vadi one, without bringing the Karim B'chemesh. So, if we keep the friendship between Meruba and Mu'etis. Meruba doesn't pay, Mu'etis it pays. And Mu'etis, yes, but then you have to bring the Karim B'chemesh. It's not going to help to make it as a Nedava, because if it is the Asham Vadi, which you're trying to gain with that, you have to then pay your $10 or whatever the Me'ilah was. So, Tosafot brought that according to Rashi, the one who says Asham Vadi did not require a deep tchil etzer b'tafrin. According to Tosis, it's both according to Rekiva and according to Tavrin that do not require an Asham Yediyah, a definitive Yediyah by the Asham Vadai in the beginning.